Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we enter the final quarter of the 2023 legislative session, the victories keep piling up, but now is not the time to let down our guard. It's time to keep up the pressure, lean into the tape, and finish well. As we've said before, we're currently working on roughly 40 bills, and job one is always to kill the bad bills. For the most part, that's done. And our focus is now on passing the good ones. On that note, we've got some good news. Yesterday, we talked about Senate Bill 99, a bill to ban irreversible gender reassignment procedures on minors. We were fairly confident the bill would pass out of the House Judiciary Committee, and it did on a party line vote. Now, it's on to the House floor for the final two votes. This could take place as early as tomorrow, so now is the time to call. Some may ask why we always focus on Republicans, and the answer is easy. That's where the low-hanging fruit is. It may sound harsh, but our job is to pass and kill bills, and for us, it's simple math. The question is always the same. What is the most direct path to a majority of votes? And the answer is always through the Republican legislators for two reasons. First, as a party, they are predisposed to voting yes on our bills. Whether it's abortion, marriage and family, religious freedom, or school choice, most of our issues are supported by the Republican Party platform. On the flip side, most of the issues that we support are specifically opposed in the Democrat Party platform. That's point one. Second point is that Republicans have the numbers. Unlike the Democrats, who generally vote as a solid block, the Republican caucus in the House and Senate are much more diverse. They're made up of solid conservatives, moderate conservatives, and some, frankly, who would feel much more at home in the Democrat Party. Those folks run as Republicans because they could never be elected as Democrats in those districts. The Republican caucus also has many members who are more libertarian in nature. These can be wild cards. We get them on some bills and not on others. That said, Republicans hold both houses by supermajorities, so we don't need every Republican to pass a bill. For that reason, we tend to focus on the votes that we can get and write off the votes of liberal Republicans or Democrats, which would require much more effort and whose votes, in the end, we would fail to get anyway. In short, targeting the votes we can get allows us to more effectively manage our time and resources. Senate Bill 99 failed in the final House vote last session by two votes, and we're determined that that will not happen again this year. So far, the bill has had strong support and passed the Senate 30-20, losing only two Republican votes. What's amazing is to see how the issue has moved to the front burner in the past 2 years. Currently, half of the states have similar legislation pending, and the quality of the testimony here in Montana is much better than it was 2 years ago. Most notably is the number of detransitioners who went back to living a normal life after having lived as a different gender for years. Many of them can never be made physically whole, but they are living their lives as best they can, and they're adamant that minors should not be allowed to make the same mistake. That said, please visit our website at montanafamily.org, then call the Republican members of the House and ask them to vote yes on Senate Bill 99. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.